Is your metabolism just too slow? Does your metabolic rate plummet after the age of 30, like people say? Do skinny people have faster metabolisms naturally? Myths about metabolism are everywhere, and they can be really confusing. But don't worry, because we're going to bust those myths wide open and give you the real skinny on how you can naturally boost your metabolism instead.
Welcome to the V-Shred Better Body, Better Life podcast, where we help you live your best life while working on your health and fitness goals. We're here to make your journey fun and inspiring.
Welcome back to another episode of the Better Body, Better Life podcast. I'm your host, Vince Sant, and today we are going to be diving into a topic that has been causing quite a stir for quite some time. We're going to focus on your metabolism, and we're going to work on separating the fact from fiction for you and how your metabolism changes as you age, what really influences your metabolic rate. And I'm also going to give you some actionable tips and insights into how you can actually boost your metabolism naturally. And so by the time this episode is done, you're going to feel much more confident in your knowledge about what your metabolism is and how your metabolism works. And you're also going to be able to use some of these tips to your advantage so that you can naturally manipulate your metabolism into becoming faster. Because essentially the goal is to make losing weight easier, right? So stay tuned because we've got some interesting and exciting stuff to get through over the next couple of minutes. All right, metabolism. Metabolism is a word that gets thrown around a lot when we talk about weight loss, and it's important, right? But what is your metabolism really? So let's break it down into the most simple terms possible. Your metabolism is the result of biological processes in the body, which determine how your body converts what you eat and drink into energy. That's it. That's the most simple way that you can put it, okay? And it's often a slow metabolism that's the reason that some people struggle to lose weight, right? After all, if our metabolism is slow, then that means that the rate at which our body converts what you eat and drink into energy is slow. And so what causes this metabolic slowdown? And why does the issue of metabolism make so many people feel so powerless, like they have no control over their destinies as far as their weight loss is concerned? Well, we're often led to believe by the media that the speed of our metabolism is determined from birth, right? And we're told that so-called naturally skinny people have fast metabolisms, whereas other people who maybe have a tendency to gain weight more easily naturally have slower metabolisms, right? But here's the twist. We're not as powerless as we think. Today, we're going to explore how we can keep our metabolic engines revving no matter your age, no matter your body type, no matter your genetics. And we're going to discuss ways to work with it instead of against it. So stick around as we get ready to fire up your metabolic knowledge and debunk those myths that may have been holding you back, all right? So I'm going to share 5 evidence-based tips that can actually help you boost your metabolic rate regardless of your age or your body type or your genetics, okay? Let's dive in. So my first tip is to embrace strength training. And I cannot stress this one enough, because as we get older, our muscle mass naturally decreases. It's a condition known as sarcopenia, and it affects everybody. And since muscle tissue is a big calorie burner, this decrease in muscle mass can actually slow down your metabolism. After all, the less muscle you carry, the less hot your metabolic furnace will burn, which makes sense, right? Because I mean, I think we can all agree that we all have that one friend who seemingly eats whatever they want, right? And it's not that they just have better genetics than everybody, that may be part of the formula, but they probably have more muscle. Me, myself, my friends make fun of me because I do eat junk food when I want to, right? In moderation, of course, but it's because of the muscle that I carry on my body. The muscle that I carry on my body has led me to have an extremely fast metabolism, so I can essentially eat what I want when I want. Now, I make healthy decisions 80% of the time, but that 20% of the time, I am not afraid to eat junk food. And so now that we've confronted this reality that you need more muscle, what's the game plan? Well, you need to integrate strength training into your routine. Lifting weights not only helps you build and preserve muscle mass, but it also revs up your metabolism and increases fat burning. So moral of the story, if you want to get strong and toned and lean and lose weight and burn fat, resistance training is the way to go. Tip number 2, fuel your body wisely. So it might be tempting to cut calories drastically to lose weight, But skipping meals can actually backfire by slowing down your metabolism. Because you see, your body needs fuel for essential functions, even when it's resting, even when you're sleeping, right? Think of it as the gas that keeps your engine running, whether you're driving it or not, right? When you skip meals or cut down your calories too drastically, you're not giving your body what it needs. And so your body goes into kind of like an emergency self-preservation mode. And part of that, let's call it low battery mode, involves slowing down your metabolic rate and preserving fat mass. And this is literally hardwired into our DNA. It is a basic survival instinct that our body naturally triggers when we're not eating enough food. And so instead of skipping meals, just aim for smaller, balanced meals, evenly spaced throughout the day to keep that metabolic engine running smoothly. And make sure that you're not in too steep of a caloric deficit. A lot of times people are cutting their calories down to 1,000 calories a day or even less. I always say it's best to start at like a 20 to 30% caloric deficit. And so if you start there, then you can make adjustments and you're not going to be in too steep of a deficit to where you're going to be actually hurting your metabolism. And this approach ensures that your metabolism stays engaged and it doesn't slip into that low battery mode that we just talked about. Next up, tip three, is to prioritize protein. And this is equally as important for men and women. Your body works harder to digest protein compared to the fats and the carbs that you eat. And so this extra effort means that you literally burn more calories by eating protein. Also, protein obviously is the key to maintaining and building muscle. But this phenomenon, which is known as the thermic effect, can be an effective way to boost your metabolism. Because remember, your metabolism is the sum of all your body's energy burning processes. And so if you can introduce more protein into your diet, you're literally forcing your body's metabolism to speed up with every single bite. So you should aim to include a good quality source of lean protein with every single meal and every single snack so that you can take advantage of this cool little thermic effect. And I've got two more. Tip number four, stay hydrated. Or what's that guy say? Stay thirsty, my friends. And because keeping up with your water intake is essential for your metabolism to function at its peak. Our bodies are primarily made up of water, and hydration aids in every bodily function that we have, including the calorie burning process. And also, fun fact, studies show that drinking cold water may actually increase your metabolism for a short time, cold water specifically. And this is because your body is forced to burn more calories to warm the water to body temperature. And so whenever you drink, let's say, mineral water, make sure that it's nice and cold, fresh out the fridge, and might burn a couple extra calories doing it. All right, and last one, tip number five, please value sleep. I've talked about this in previous episodes. I've talked about this in so many different videos. Never underestimate the power of a good night's rest. Sleep deprivation can throw off the hormones drastically, the hormones that regulate your appetite, which leads to overeating. And so to keep these hormones and your metabolism in balance, you should make sure that you prioritize sleep just as you would diet and exercise. And so aiming for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night can help to regulate your appetite, regulate your mood, and it makes sure that your metabolism stays running hot. Today, we've challenged some myths about your metabolism, namely the myths that the speed of your metabolism is determined by your age or your genetics, and that you just have to settle for what you've supposedly been given by our maker. Well, hopefully, now you don't believe in any of that. And you'll feel confident in using the five tips that I've given you today to naturally boost your metabolism and debunk some of those myths yourself. Because seeing is believing. But if all this information feels a bit overwhelming, don't worry about that at all. It's pretty normal. If you need some extra help with losing weight and getting in shape, if you want some support along the way, then I would say a V-Shred certified coach would be the answer. It'll help you reach your goals way faster. Our coaches don't just understand the science. They know it's about making it around your busy lifestyle, whether it's figuring out the best strength training for your body type or helping you navigate the nutritional maze to find what fuels you best. They're there to guide you. So just check out the link in the description below or wherever it is, and you'll get all the information that you need on the options that are available to you. But that wraps up today. Hopefully you enjoyed this, and Hope you got some valuable takeaways to help to reboot your metabolism and in turn kickstart your weight loss. But thank you for tuning in. Look forward to doing some more myth busting in the future. I'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of V Shred's Better Body, Better Life podcast. Whether you're doing one of our programs, taking our supplements, or just doing things on your own, tune in every week for exclusive content with Vince, V-Shred trainers, and special guests as they share valuable tips around motivation, workouts, food, and living a healthier lifestyle. See you next time.